Now, as the Democrats gather in Denver this week and Republicans prepare for their convention in St. Paul, we continue our series of conversations about this American moment. All this week and next, we're going to take a step back to put this election and this campaign season in context. Every day, we're asking a different guest to tell us what he or she thinks is at stake, what this election means to him or her. Yesterday, we heard from Lonnie Guinier, and later this week, we'll hear from Christopher Hitchens and Jimmy Carter. Today, we're talking to veteran news anchor for Univision, Jorge Ramos. In the U.S. alone, more than 2 million people watch him on the evening news. Since the 1980s, he sat with presidents and other dignitaries, reported on five wars, and covered the vast and rocky political ground of the Americas. Latino voters tune in to hear Ramos analyze political developments from the campaign trail to his Sunday morning news show, Al Punto. To the point. And we'd like to hear from our Latino listeners. What's the significance of this American moment in your lives? Our number is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation on our blog. It's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Jorge Ramos is national news anchor for Univision, and he joins us from his office in Miami, Florida. His latest book is The Gift of Time, Letters from a Father. So good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So tell us, what does this moment mean to you?
It's truly an incredible moment because maybe most people are concentrating on the elections, while what I'm seeing is completely different. What I'm seeing right now, it's what I call the Latino wave. It's a truly demographic revolution in which Latinos slowly are becoming the majority in the United States. We won't be here to see it, but based on the census data, in the year 2106, but in less than 100 years, there will be more Latinos than non-Hispanic whites in the United States. And that means that Latinos eventually will be the majority in this country. We can debate endlessly on how this is going to change the United States, but it's already transforming everything from the way we talk, from the way we eat, from politics. I still remember in 1996 that Bob Dole decided not to give us, and when I say us, I mean the Spanish language media, not to give us an interview. And now what has changed dramatically is that nobody, absolutely nobody, can make it to the White House without talking to us, without talking to the Spanish language media. So this moment is truly revolutionary in the sense that Latinos are slowly but finally getting more and more power.
So no one turns down your requests for interviews anymore, you're saying? They're eager to be on your program.
I think so. I mean, not only, I think Bob Dole made a huge mistake, and obviously he never made it to the White House, but Barack Obama and John McCain, we've talked to them many times. For the first time in history, all presidential candidates from the Republican and the Democratic Party accepted our invitation to participate in our presidential debate, in our presidential forum. That has never happened in the past. And we've spoken to every single president of the United States for the last 16 years. So something major is changing. And if you allow me, I think what's changing is that it is not that suddenly Barack Obama and John McCain love us and they want to talk to us or that they want to practice their Spanish. What happens is that there are 9 or 10 million Latino voters who will decide this election. And that is why they do know that without the Latino voters and that without those of us who speak Spanish, they simply cannot make it to the White House. That's the difference.
And how conscious are Latino voters of the crucial role they could play in this election?
I think more than ever. It is very clear for Latino voters that 537 Cuban-American voters in Florida decided the 2000 election. It is very clear for Latino voters that 67,000 Hispanic voters in Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada decided the 2004 election. And now, more than ever, we know that 10 million Latino voters, maybe 9 million Latino voters, will decide this election. It's a very close election. And those Latinos who are getting their news in Spanish will decide who goes to the White House. It's really interesting because since 1980, since Ronald Reagan, every single Republican candidate who gets more than 30% of the Hispanic vote makes it to the White House. So there are many ways of finding out who's going to be winning.
You know, I always feel when we're having these kinds of discussions and we refer to Latino voters that we have to talk a little bit about how that breaks down, because there are so many Latinos in this country coming from many, many different backgrounds.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right, because we Latinos are not a monolithic group. We come from many different countries. And even in our newsroom, it's fantastic, because sometimes we do not even understand ourselves, not only with different accents, but with words that mean something completely different. Wawa might mean a bus in Cuba, but might mean simply a baby in Puerto Rico, or something completely different in Mexico. But beyond that, the numbers are that more than about 60% of the Hispanic population has a Mexican origin. About 10% are Puerto Ricans. I would say about 3 or 4% Cubans, and the rest are composed by Central and South Americans.
All right, well, let's take a call now. We're going to go to Peggy, and she's calling from Napa, California. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. Well, in Napa County, we have a lot of huge Hispanic population, and I work in the service industry with a lot of Hispanics, and I enjoy talking to them and asking them their thoughts and feelings, and it just, you know, it's like a great hope, and like they're going to be counted, you know, just they're really being seen, and it's so exciting. And even this morning listening to the Democratic Convention, I started to get tears in my eyes. So I just wanted to make that comment, that just how incredible and hopeful it is for all of us, including the Hispanics in Napa County.
Thank now, Peggy, are you Hispanic?
I am not.
So you're really talking about the people that you've just had discussions with.
That I'm working with, right.
And even that, even at that distance, even though it's not directly affecting you, you can sense that feeling of excitement about what's in there.
I can. I work in the city of Calistoga, and it's just such a great population of Latino people, and I just love working with them, and I'm excited for them as well as just for all of us in the country. And thank you for taking my comment.
Great. Thank you.
And I think something really interesting is that not only are Latinos taken into consideration more than ever, and they do know that they might decide this election. But also, I guess for the first time, we've been able to get something concrete from the candidates. I mean, yes, they're going to be getting the Hispanic vote, but in exchange for what? And for the first time, well, the three most important issues for Latinos, many people think that the most important issue has to do with immigration, and that's not true. Poll after poll shows that the three most important issues for Latinos are education, works, and healthcare. But immigration is a symbolically very important issue for Latinos. And for the first time, both candidates have committed to do something specific about the undocumented immigrants living in this country. We're talking about 13 or 14 million of them. Barack Obama told us in an interview that he will propose comprehensive immigration reform during his first year. And John McCain promised that after the second year, he will consider the possibility of some sort of a legalization program for those who are here. So for the first time in history, Latinos not only giving their vote to the candidates, but getting something in return.
We are talking with Jorge Ramos. He's the national anchor for Univision. We're discussing with him how he perceives this moment in American life. And if you'd like to join our discussion, give us a call at 800-989-8255 or send us an email to talk@npr.org. And now we're going to go to Jackie, who is calling from Miami, Florida. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Go ahead.
What this campaign means to me is the opportunity where we're standing, where we can look at the voters as voters and maybe try to get beyond race, ethnicity, whether or not you're Hispanic, whether you're African-American. This is the opportunity to maybe stop that conversation and start talking about people who are voting. Not all Hispanics are voting Republican or Democrat. It's a very diverse group of people. And this, is the opportunity for us to become American citizens who are voting, not different ethnicities who are voting, with one voice.
So are you saying that you don't necessarily think of yourself as a Latino, but as an American? Is that what you're saying? Or?
Well, absolutely. I am of Hispanic descent, but I consider myself first an American citizen, concerned with problems in my community, not problems because I'm Hispanic.
Okay, and how do you see this moment in the country's life? I mean, how are you reacting to it?
Well, what I'm reacting to, it seems like we're going in the opposite direction. It seems like there's even more diversity and people trying to get the Hispanic vote, the African-American vote, the woman vote. I heard last night at the Democratic Convention, white males, 65-year-old white Catholic males. I mean, it seems obscene, ridiculous, where these candidates need to be talking to the American citizens and with problems in the communities, which are, as everybody's problems. Hispanics have the same problems as so-called whites, so-called African-Americans. If you live in a community where there are problems, those are your problems, not because you're Hispanic, but because that's the community that you live in. That's the socioeconomic class that you belong to.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Jackie. Good perspective.
You're welcome.
And wanted to get a reaction to you on that, Jorge Ramos. I think that actually does reflect what you've been saying, which is, some of the issues that are concerned to all Americans are the same issues that are of concern to Latinos.
What's so wonderful about the American experiment is that this is a country that is multilingual, multiracial, multiethnic, and that's what's so interesting about the United States. I don't know if you noticed during the Olympic Games when the Chinese team might look exactly the same or the Russian team might look exactly the same, but the American team was fantastic because you would have people from Hispanic descent or Asian descent. This diversity is what makes this country fantastic, and I agree with that we have to go to a post-racial mode. However, the reality is that Latinos do have specific problems. Latinos are underrepresented politically. There are only 3 senators. There has to be at least 15. Latinos have a huge dropout rate that has to be addressed by both candidates. And also within the Latino community, there is a problem of 13 or 14 million undocumented immigrants. I do agree completely that we have to go beyond ethnicity and we have to go beyond race and color. However, Latinos do face specific problems, and the candidates have to face specific issues for Latinos.
Let me remind our audience that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're going to go to Gabriel now in Chicago. Hi, Gabriel.
Hi. I wanted to talk about this moment as it relates not necessarily to politics, but to how we define ourselves as Americans and the values that we uphold. It seems to me, and we've mentioned several times in the broadcast already, that there's 14 million undocumented people in the United States, and I think how we treat them, and many of whom are Latino, how we treat them and how we allow them to be treated really sort of defines us as a country. And I think that in this moment, if you ask me as a Latino, what do I think one of the defining issues is, I think it is this issue of immigration and how we're going to treat people. Just very quickly, and then I'm interested in a response. There was a raid yesterday in a plant in Mississippi, very similar to the raid in Postville, Iowa, where they're rounding people up. Children don't know where their mothers and fathers are. People don't know where their loved ones are. They're being herded through kangaroo courts. I was not brought up that was an American value or that was the sort of America that we wanted to have. So I'm just curious as to what the reaction of the guests would be about that as a defining issue for where we are as a country.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Gabriel.
I'm an immigrant, and I will always be an immigrant. And this country has been fantastic to me. This country gave me the opportunities that my country of origin, Mexico, couldn't give me. And I am completely convinced, I don't know if this is something that we share, that we all immigrants share that, but we have a hope that this country eventually will do the right thing. And what's the right thing? I think it's to treat everybody the right way, including those who are undocumented immigrants. I think this country was founded by immigrants. All immigrants, both legal and undocumented, contribute enormously to the economy and to this society. I think that it is true that they cross the border illegally, many of them. But at the same time, we also have to recognize that there's a responsibility for those American citizens who benefit from their work. And we have to recognize that there are thousands of American companies who hire them. So I think it's a double standard, not to say hypocritical, to criticize undocumented immigrants and at the same time benefit from their work. And I agree completely with the caller. This country will define itself by the way it treats the poorest and the weakest. And those are, at this moment, undocumented immigrants, most of them.
Let's get another call in now. Mario calling from Minneapolis. Hi, Mario.
Good morning. Good afternoon, actually. I just want to make a quick comment as a Latino from Brazil, which is another whole group of Latinos that are quite represented in the U.S. as well. This election is about family, the real family values. We have seen the Republican Party take another direction of this Bush administration that destroying American families. Now we're going to have two, three jobs in order to survive. And it is bringing America to the, say, underdeveloped, developing nations that we work so hard to maintain our families. And this election is about family values in the matter of, we believe the Democratic Party, Obama, will bring America, the old America, that we work and have a decent lifestyle. That's my point.
Okay, thanks for your call, Mario.
Thanks.
Jorge Ramos?
In this economic crisis, I think Latinos are hurting the most. I agree with the caller, and that's exactly what every study says, that despite the fact that many people think that immigration is the most important issue, what Latino voters care the most are education, jobs, as he was mentioning, and healthcare. So it is important for candidates to address the immigration issue. However, they have to go beyond that, absolutely.
All right,
economy is one of the most important concerns for them.
Yeah, and we have an email here confirming that yet again from Rafael in Daria Beach, Florida. Latinos here are more conservative than anyone might think. Many came to this country running from leftist governments that had failed policies. Abortion, family unity, and marriage have taken on greater importance for Latino voters. So it's a very diverse group of people. And I thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Ramos.
Thank you so much.
Jorge Ramos is Univision's national anchor. He joined us from his office in Miami. His latest book is The Gift of Time, Letters from a Father. Tomorrow, Christopher Hitchens on This American Moment and continued coverage of the Democratic National Convention on all NPR programs. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.